This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are with both Dr. Howard Heppe and Dr. Harold Bautista, once again board certified plastic surgeons at Plastic Surgery Services of Fredericksburg, located in Fredericksburg, Virginia. They are here to speak with us today about how you can get summer ready with liposuction or a tummy tuck. Doctors Heppe and Bautista, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having us today.
Yes, thank you for having us on your show.
You're more than welcome. So to kick things off, Dr. Heppe, we'll start with you. What are your recommendations for someone who is trying to get their body ready for the summer?
Well, in order to look your best at the poolside, it's nice to remove areas of unwanted fullness or skin laxity that can be related to either following childbirth or just possibly poor diet control. And things that can address those issues are liposuction and tummy tucks are ideal treatments.
And Dr. Bautista, if you would, tell us, what is liposuction and what is a tummy tuck? Touch on both of these procedures, if you would.
Sure. Liposuction is a technique where unwanted fat that's usually in areas of made in pockets where patients, you know, they'll have problems getting rid of those, even despite exercising and proper nutrition. There are these pockets of fat called depot fat that they have problems removing. So those patients are the ideal candidates, especially if the skin elasticity is good.
And what are reasons someone would choose liposuction over a tummy tuck or vice versa?
Right. That's a good question. The tummy tuck or abdominoplasty is meant more for someone who has lost either a significant amount of weight or has had multiple children, and there is loose skin over the abdomen, and with or without some fat to be suctioned. But in the pure abdominoplasty, tummy tuck, those patients have basically done everything they could, you know, exercised and had proper nutrition, but there's still this loose, stretched out skin, and that needs to be excised. And then they'll have a flatter, better contour to their abdomen.
Today we are with both board-certified plastic surgeons of Plastic Surgery Services of Fredericksburg in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Dr. Howard Heppe and Dr. Harold Bautista here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you would, what do the liposuction and tummy tuck procedures entail, and what is recovery like?
The recovery for the two procedures is really very straightforward. The liposuction is the easiest procedure to undergo. It's done through very small incisions. Recovery is usually back to work in 2 or 3 days, although you will not return to the gym probably for 2 to 3 weeks. There is some swelling and bruising that's associated with the procedure. The tummy tuck procedure is a little more involved and is going to mean several more days out of work, but usually you can return to work in 5 to 7 days, and also back to the gym in approximately 2 to 3 weeks, but probably not a full workout for 4 to 6 weeks.
And lastly, what are common concerns with liposuction and a tummy tuck?
Yes, with liposuction, the question is, after removing the fat, will the skin shrink back, or will it just hang there? So skin elasticity is a big question mark when evaluating the patient for liposuction. Also, there's a question as to, you know, how much to take out in one sitting. With regards to tummy tuck, You know, is there a separation of the muscle underneath the stretched out skin? So does the muscle have to be repaired? And are there any other possibly complicating things like hernia of the belly button, the umbilicus, or other hernias throughout the abdomen? For the most part, if the patient is a good candidate, they will typically recover pretty quickly from the abdominoplasty.
Well, Drs. Heppe and Dr. Bautista, certainly appreciate your taking the time to help our listeners understand how they can get their bodies more summer ready using the liposuction or tummy tuck procedures. If you would, tell us how folks can be in touch and how they can get more information on your practice there in Fredericksburg.
They can find us at Plastic Surgery Services of Fredericksburg.com, and our telephone number is 540-371-7730. You can call anytime, and we have free consultations.
Well, Dr. Heppe and Dr. Bautista, thanks for your time today and for being with us once again on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much.
We have been speaking with board-certified plastic surgeons of Plastic Surgery Services of Fredericksburg in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Drs. Howard Heppe and Dr. Harold Bautista. And for more information, simply visit plasticsurgeryservices.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.